And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Short. Hi, Will.
Hi, Brian.
You know, this is the segment that all guest hosts dread, in a sense, where you've got us quaking in our seats here. I have a reputation as a fairly straightforward and smart guy, but I'm afraid this is all on the line right now.
Oh, I'm so easy today. Don't be nervous.
All right. Well, we'll try to get through this and hopefully without too much embarrassment. Okay, first, Will, I guess what we need is for you to repeat the challenge that you gave us last week.
Yes, it was a real-life puzzle, something that actually happened to me. I was on a toll road where I had to pay 35 cents at the next toll booth. The only coins I had were a quarter and a dime, which unfortunately were stuck together by some dried Coca-Cola, and I couldn't pry them apart with my fingers or anything else in the car. Now, I couldn't throw the stuck-together coins in the toll basket because the machine wouldn't register them, and I didn't want to wait in the long line for the cars that didn't have exact change. Fairly quickly, though, I figured out a way to separate the coins. What did I do?
You know, we had a lot of responses, and a lot of them were pretty yucky.
Well, let me tell you what some things that were not my answer. First of all, I understand that more than half the contestants thought that I put the coins in my mouth and sucked on them. Well, I'm not sure that would have worked because the dried Coke was stuck between the coins, and in any case, I wouldn't have put some old dirty coins in my mouth. It was also suggested that I lit a match and held the coins above the flame until the gunk loosened and the coins could be pulled apart.
That would have been tricky.
That would have been tricky. First of all, I think it would have burned my fingers, and secondly, I was driving a car, so I don't think that was possible. And similarly, I couldn't activate the car's windshield wiper fluid, hold the coins outside the window, and drive at the same time. So, the correct answer. What I did do, I used the car's cigarette lighter to heat the coins, loosen the gunk, until the coins could be easily pulled apart.
Aha! I would have headed right for the easy pass lane, but
a lot of people ask me that too, and I do have easy pass, but I wanted to use up the old coins.
Well, we received almost 700 entries, and our winner, chosen at random, as always, is Lede Hill from Canby, Oregon. Hello, Lede.
Hello there.
How did you solve this puzzle?
Well, my kids went to Berkeley High School, and one of the parents there, Mr. Ito, was a toll taker on the San Francisco-Oakland Bay Bridge, and he used to complain that sometimes people who were angry at waiting would heat up the coins in the cigarette lighter. And I thought, well, you've got two different coins. They've got different coefficients of friction or whatever it is.
Wow.
That's the only thing to do. And I'm an old banker. I'd never put money in my mouth. So it had to be that answer.
We're glad you thought of it. Now, you used to live in the Bay Area, and now you're retired in Canby. Where is that?
Canby is about halfway between Portland and Salem. It's a little town of 12,000. I love it.
It sounds delightful. So are you ready to play our on-air game this week?
I'll try.
All right. Will?
All right, Lede and Brian, in honor of September, every answer today is a familiar two-word phrase containing the consecutive letters S-E-P. And specifically, the first word will end in S-E, and the second word will start with P. For example, if I said Sherwin-Williams product that's applied to the outside of a home, you would say house paint.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Number one, identification on the front or back of a car.
License plate.
That's correct. Number two, what seeing a ghost might give you.
Oh, goose. Well, I'd say goose bumps. What do you say in the East? Goose prickles?
Well, okay, I'll give that to you. Goose pimples is what I was going for. Goose pimples.
Okay.
Flower part that's a common ingredient in perfume.
Rose petals.
Rose petals, excellent. Car honking, air horns, and other unwanted sounds.
Noise pollution.
Yes. Waxy implement for writing on glossy surfaces.
Something pencil. A grease
yes.
pencil.
Grease pencil is right. Try this. Phrase before hot and cold in a nursery rhyme.
Peas porridge.
Yes. Air-filled snack food that can leave your fingers orange.
Cheese puffs.
Cheese puffs is right. A flat item beside a computer used to help move the cursor.
Mouse?
Yes.
pad.
What's that? Pad. Mouse pad, yeah. Is right.
Yeah.
Fill in the blank. Lead someone down the blank.
Something path. Rosy or.
Yeah. Huh. What?
Rose
what kind
path.
Of?
Primrose.
Okay, the primrose path
primrose
is right.
Path. Yeah.
How about primetime soap opera that co-starred Heather Locklear?
I have never watched
it. Oh, I know.
Soap opera
I know.
In my head.
Go ahead, Brian.
Melrose Place.
Melrose Place is right. How about an athlete who uses a stick to score a goal? And it's a stick that has a little basket on the end.
Oh, lacrosse player.
A lacrosse player is right. And your last one, telling someone to do something when you want them to do the exact opposite.
Reverse.
Yes.
Psychology.
Reverse yeah. Psychology is
all right,
correct.
Lede. That was great.
Thank you.
I'm embarrassed to say the only one I knew was some tawdry TV
Melrose
program.
Melrose Place.
Well, thank you for playing our puzzle. And for submitting yourself to this, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the new Merriam-Webster one-volume collegiate encyclopedia, the Scrabble Deluxe edition from Milton Bradley, and from Random House, The Puzzle Master Presents, a collection of mind twisters heard here on Weekend Edition Sunday. Lede, what's your public radio station?
It's in Portland, KOPB.
Well, great. Thanks very much, Lede Hill from Canby, Oregon. Thanks for playing the puzzle with us.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed it.
Good. Now, Will, we need a new challenge, I guess, to work on this week.
Well, this week's challenge comes from listener Ed Pegg Jr. of Champaign, Illinois. Take the 12 letters of Port-au-Prince, as in the capital of Haiti, P-O-R-T-A-U-P-R-I-N-C-E. Rearrange them to spell the names of two fruits. What fruits are they? So again, Port-au-Prince. Rearrange these 12 letters to spell the names of two fruits. What fruits are they?
All right. And if you can figure that one out, send us a postcard to Weekend Edition Sunday Puzzle, National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. And our email address is puzzle@npr.org. That's P-U-Z-Z-L-E @npr.org. And please, only one entry per person. The deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. And please include both your day and evening phone numbers. We'll call you if you're our winner. And if you are, you'll get a chance to play the puzzle on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's very own puzzle master, Will Shortz, who joined us from New York. Thanks, Will.
Thanks, Brian.